Hey, and welcome to the AI Briefing Daily, your podcast for the most important AI news from the past 24 hours. Today is June 13th, 2026, and here are the latest AI updates. Bundesnetzagentur becomes AI watchdog. Google readies Gemini speaker. Vibe coding exposes open databases. China-linked AI influence campaigns. This episode is sponsored by Rocket Routine. Run your company with an AI operating system built for founders who want to move fast without losing control. The Bundestag passed Germany's national implementation law for the EU AI Act, naming the Bundesnetzagentur Central Market Surveillance Authority for AI. It passed with coalition backing. The agency will take complaints, advise companies, and run an AI lab. Critics say it leaves gaps. No mandatory transparency register for AI and authorities, no transfer of oversight for high-risk systems to privacy regulators, and no independent AI advisory board. Bitkom warned state-level enforcement could produce inconsistent assessments. Estimated costs. One-time federal cost of 4 million euros, annual federal spending of 15.9 million euros, and state costs of 33.1 million euros. Fines can reach 50,000 euros. Google is signaling an imminent market launch for its home speaker built for Gemini. About three quarters of a year after announcement, Google's home chief thanked 3.5 million early users whose feedback drove updates, fixed 2,500 bugs, and expanded the system to 20 countries in 10 languages. A post hints at an announcement next week. Best Buy Canada suggested launch on the 25th of June. The speaker will cost about 99 euros and replaces Nest Audio and the 60-euro Nest Mini. It includes Gemini and Gemini Live, a light ring, 360-degree sound, stereo pairing, home theater integration, and reference hardware for third-party makers.
Ad break.
Your company has a strategy, but does it actually reach your team every single day? Most founders spend more time managing the system than running the business. Rocket Routine OS connects goals to daily execution using AI operators that work while you focus on what matters. Less firefighting, more output. Join the waitlist at rocket-routine.com. An investigation by IT expert Eva Wolfengel found vibe coding, building websites and apps by talking to AI, has produced hundreds of sites with unsecured databases. Wolfengel and researcher Christopher Helm uncovered more than 600 cases where customer records, production plans, and application files were publicly reachable. The root cause is default settings in services used by vibe coding tools, like platforms such as Lovable that rely on backend as a service providers such as Supabase, where permissive defaults left databases open. Remediation proved hard. Even large institutions, including the VOM Hochschule and an industrial firm, had to take resources offline. For critical uses with personal data, Wolfengel advises against relying on vibe coding. Google sued a Chinese cybercrime network called Outsider Enterprise on the 12th of June, accusing it of using Gemini in financial fraud targeting Americans. The complaint says the group made 131 software kits that created thousands of fake sites impersonating Google, and in 2 weeks sent 2.5 million messages to Android users linking to thousands of bogus sites. Google asked for a court restraining order so the FBI and carriers can disable domains and accounts. OpenAI's June 2026 threat report cut two China-linked ChatGPT clusters, pushing political content and targeting dissidents, noting limited spread while showing how generative AI can amplify fraud and influence.
That was the AI news of the day. With this, you're perfectly informed for today. Would you like to create an automated podcast on your own topic? Get in touch with us and we'll make it happen. Thank you for tuning in. See you tomorrow for the next AI briefing.